This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Good relationships are built over time, and yet they can be destroyed in seconds. It all depends on the foundation. What is that relationship built on? In this episode, we are going to talk about our relationship with the Lord and how it can endure and carry us through the most difficult times to victory in Jesus. Hey, friends, and welcome. The topic today is restoring relationships. This is episode 298, and my name is Felice Skirwitz. You can find today's show notes at A Few Minutes with God podcast.com. We as human beings typically gravitate to others. Some of us like our alone time, and some of you may say, well, I'd rather be, you know, in a group of people than be by myself. We're all different, and yet there is a common thread, and that is good relationships. Relationships do matter, whether with someone you love, someone you like, or someone you don't like but you need to get along with, for example, at work or school. Relationships are the very fabric of human culture, and our relationship with God is the main theme that runs through the Old and New Testaments. Our pastor likes to discuss relationships when he talks about Scripture, and in fact, he has preached on the topic in sermon after sermon, pointing to the first sin, Adam and Eve, and their disobedience in the garden, Genesis 3, and how sin is a break in their relationship with God. In regard to Adam and Eve, their breach of relationship with the Creator God was what started, we can say, all the problems we're in today. But the same happened over and over again through salvation history. The cause of brokenness led the people of God to rebel time after time after time. For the last 2 years, I've been studying the Bible, and I'm sad to say, but I'm very weary, to say the least, when I have to listen to the whining of the Israelites in the desert, or the distress of Moses, or when, again, the people, you know, continually go back to their false gods and their, you know, false, just everything. And yet, it's a reminder to all of us that we all fall short. It's a reminder to all of us that we need to restore our relationship. In the case of many different instances in the Old Testament, there was discussion about restoring relationships between a nation of people and God. And that is symbolic of our relationship with the Almighty. Yet time and time again, after the rebellion, God still called for them to return, and He calls for us to return. In Isaiah 65, 17 through 21, we read, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit." If you're familiar with the Bible, those verses are familiar to you. If not, spend some time at the Bible and look at them. Study those verses. and apply them not only to the people for whom they were written at the time, yes, but it was written for us today. God is promising us a new Jerusalem, and he sent his Son, Jesus, to us in order to live, teach, and sacrifice so this could happen. We have a new life with Jesus. We have a new life for eternity. But it is up to us. We cling to this life, we all do. We know this world, and even with all its flaws and trials we face daily, we don't want to leave anytime soon. Yet Jesus, in his entire work on earth, continued to call us to open his arms wide and to reclaim and restore the people. The new Jerusalem is Christ. He is the fulfillment of the scriptures, and he is the fruit of our faith and heralds the new heaven on earth. He proclaimed the kingdom of God is at hand. That saying stumped me because I was looking too deeply instead of seeing it for what it was. Jesus, the kingdom, fulfilled and at hand. The proclamation of the kingdom of God is the news that Jesus Christ, true man and true God, is the fulfillment of that prophecy. Just as Jesus served the disciples by washing their feet and serving them bread and wine at the Last Supper, for us, these signs point to a deeper truth. Jesus himself is the bread and wine. He asks us to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. For some, the saying was too harsh. Read all of John chapter 6, but an excerpt is here. John 6:53-59 states, "So Jesus said to them, 'Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. And those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever.'" He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The teaching was too hard for many. Is it too hard for you and for me? The apostles were stumped, but not Peter, the same Peter who would later deny Jesus three times. John 6:66-68 states, "Because of this, many of the disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, 'Do you wish to go away?' Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God.'" How do we feel about these verses? Do we wish to go away like so many did? It always struck me that Jesus didn't call them back. He didn't say, "Wait, I was talking symbolically." It was problematic for many at the time and for many today. Do we truly believe that Jesus wants to restore us, to restore our relationship with him? Perhaps your church celebrates the Last Supper symbolically by sharing bread and wine. My church celebrates the Last Supper in communion every time we attend Mass. We truly believe the words of Christ, literally. In communion, we are united with Jesus in a deeper way. We strive to live lives with God's grace that are pleasing to him. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he is truly the Messiah. When we approach the altar, we bring him our worries, our concerns, our problems, our failures, and yes, our joys. We lay them there at the foot of the cross. Jesus died once and for all. We do this, as he said, in remembrance of me. With God, there is no time. He is always in the present. Mind-blowing, I know. Take the idea of relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to heart. Bring your concerns to him, the Almighty. He is waiting to restore you and to bring you with him into everlasting life at the end of your life. If you have time, compose a prayer to the Lord and pray it daily. Ask him to bring you into a deeper relationship with him. and start today.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.